Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at This Is SJ King.
Okay, now a new documentary about the almost unbelievable story of the tiny baby who was stolen from her mother's bedside at Groote Hospital in Cape Town nearly 25 years ago has been made into a documentary. The story of the kidnapping of little Zephanie Nurse hit national and international headlines at the time as frantic attempts were made to find the infant. But as the days turned into weeks, which turned into months and then years, it was as if she'd simply vanished into thin air. The story of Zephanie Nurse, who grew up as Miche Solomon, has become the focus of a 90-minute documentary that will have its world premiere at the Labia Theatre today as part of the Encounters Documentary Film Festival. Girl Taken is the name of the documentary, and it follows the story of Celeste and Mornay Nurse, of course the parents of Zephanie, and other family members whose lives were turned upside down, not only by the kidnapping, but also by the extraordinary reunion some 17 years later. I'm going to be facilitating a post-screening Q&A with the family at the Labia later. But for now, to tell us more about the film, let's welcome Miche Solomon, Zephanie, to the show. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
It's been, we haven't spoken face-to-face for a couple of years. And the last time that we spoke was at the Vooruitfeest Festival, just before we went into COVID madness. And you were there with Mornay, and we had a discussion because you had the book out, of course, with Joanne, which was called Zephanie. And now there is the documentary, which is called Girl Taken. How did this come about?
We were approached by documentary producers, I think it was in 2015, 2016, and they obviously brought the idea of us sharing our story in the form of a documentary, and yeah, that's how they approached us, and that's how the documentary happened to be.
We know that Simon and Francois spoke to our colleague Pippa the other day and said that it was filmed over quite a long period of time, yeah. As you were saying, sort of from 2016, 2015. And I know that some filming even happened at the beginning of this year. At the time at which they would have approached you, the reunion of you all had only just happened. It was still quite fresh and new. So did they approach you as a family? Did they approach you as individuals?
So when they approached us in, I think they approached my parents in 2015. I'm not too sure about the dates, but they did approach us individually, and they approached me actually in 2016. So it wasn't together as a family.
Was it a family decision to do it? I mean, if some of you had decided not to and others had decided to, would it have still gone ahead, do you think?
It was, I think, I actually can't remember if it was. We obviously did speak to one another about it and obviously explained to each other what it is that we thought about the documentary. But I think, from what I can remember, it was an individual decision that we made.
And why did you want to do it?
Why did I want to do the documentary? Let me just gather my past thoughts for that. It was simply also to explain my side of the story, and obviously when I processed, obviously from 2015 up until 2016, I was actually pregnant with my first baby with my daughter. So this was also part of the decision why I wanted to do the documentary and share my experiences. It was a very personal decision for me as well, but I wanted people to actually know what my story was and the process and the experience, what it was like. And I think it was the same for my biological parents. I do think they had a much stronger story because the story was obviously 17, 18 years. Their story was obviously 17, 18 years old at the time. But it was definitely something that I wanted to share with the world and this country. That's also why I wanted to do the documentary.
For so long, your story was one. I mean, your story, we knew your story before you knew your story, which is such a strange, it's such a strange concept. I can't even imagine, begin to get my head around that. And it almost became that Zephanie Nurse, the almost like the legend, the persona, took over and we started telling that. And it's almost as if you belonged to us in a way, or this persona of Zephanie Nurse belonged to us. So that when the reunion happened, it was almost a sense that, of course, for your parents, for your biological parents, for Mornay and Celeste, the relief, the joy that you were alive, that you were back in their lives. But for you, there was no past. You weren't. It wasn't like my situation of being adopted, and I knew that, and they knew that, and then there's the reunion. This was just people you didn't know. So, and did you ever have a feeling that your story was being told without you in it, which must feel quite disempowering in a way, I guess.
I remember thinking about that, and you know, the peer pressure that people had placed on my life when they found out who I was actually. It was very frustrating. I remember it was very, very frustrating that I couldn't own my own narrative and like share my own experience of what I've been through. It was very frustrating.
If you're just joining us this morning at 8:17 on Weekend Breakfast, we're joined on the line by Michelle Solomon. You perhaps know her as Zephanie Nurse. We're speaking ahead of the world premiere of the documentary which has been made about her life, her disappearance and her reunion with her biological family. It's called Girl Taken and it debuts tonight at the Encounters Film Festival at the Labia. Did you have any say in the editing? I watched it last week and I think from 30 seconds in until the end, I cried. It was so emotional. There's a lot going on. There's so feelings that you think you might have about people and situations. Mm. It all gets turned on its head. As much as you are a family and you all... Each of you, and it's the first time really that we heard from your biological sister, Cassidy. My heart broke when she spoke about, you know, being the pain away. Mornay referred to her, he used to call her the little pain away. And my heart just broke. What did you have any say in how everything was put together in the editing, or did you just give them free rein to come up with what they came up with?
Not exactly. So I did have, I think we all actually had a say, according contractually, it was within our rights. So we all had a say within the editing process and up until the very end, actually, of the completion of the documentary.
Did you watch it all together? Did you sit down as a family and watch it?
No, we didn't. So today would actually be the first time. So
really?
It was really exciting and like to see everybody's reaction.
I can't wait. I won't be staring at the screen later. I'm going to be looking at all of you to see to see how you all look about it. Listen, they say that telling our stories or the ability to coherently tell our stories is a part of the healing journey, and there is no doubt in watching that documentary and also in seeing the last sort of 17 years unfold that what happened was a trauma for everybody involved, and there's no doubt about that. And with trauma, the hope is, of course, that you move towards healing. You've done a book, you've now done the documentary. Has it been healing doing those things?
I wouldn't say it was in like the completeness of healing, but it's definitely, you know, when I do read the book and obviously I've seen snippets of the documentary, I've seen how much I've grown. And I look at my life now, I look at me now, and I look at my parents now, I've seen how much we've grown. But in terms of me, the healing process from those sources, it's not completed, but, you know, it has been helpful within my healing process, most definitely.
How is your relationship these days with Mornay and Celeste, your biological parents? Because there was a time where, and I don't think people understand what it means. And I think this is why I've related to you so much. I don't think people understand what it means to be separated from your biological family and then do a reunion. Because when that happens, you're essentially meeting strangers. And yes, there's a biology that can't be denied, but you are meeting strangers. And then you have the added pressure of, what everyone else thinks you should do. Why does she have anything to do with the woman who kidnapped her? Why doesn't she go and do this with the family? I can't even imagine the pressure that must have put on you and how to deal with that. And there have been trying times in the relationship. Of course, Mornay and Celeste got married during lockdown. They found their way back to each other. What's your relationship like with them today?
My relationship with my mom and my dad. I actually call them mommy and daddy. It's way better than what it was, I would say, like 5 years ago from 7 years that we are in a relationship now. Mm. It has grown immensely. It's way much better than what it was, to really honestly say.
And Cassidy and your other siblings, how is that? Because that's our relationships with our parents are not the same as our relationships with our siblings. And so how is that relationship?
That relationship is good. It's okay, I would say. You know, especially with my sister, our relationship grew a lot as well. We have a very open relationship. We actually do.
The woman that you believed with your mother, was your mother, sorry, Lavona, is still in jail. Yeah. And people are fascinated by I remember when you came in and the book came out and you came in and you did an interview with my colleague John Matham and there were so many comments. You were doing a big press junket that week and I was watching social media and I was watching all these people who, it's one of those things, unless you've been in that situation or you apply your mind to perhaps how somebody else might feel, why does she still have contact and why does she do this and why doesn't she do that and how can she, it was the whole steel ma and all of that sort of thing. How, and when we spoke a couple of years ago in Stellenbosch, I sensed a sort of a difficulty for you with kind of reconciling where you were at and what your relationship with Lavona should look like. 3 years on, what does that relationship look like? And are you able to, are you at peace in where you are at with Lavona?
So I haven't seen Lavona, I think within 2 years, like 2 years ago. Right. 2 years ago was the last time I saw her.
Yeah.
Our relationship is obviously not the same. It is very different. It's more boundaried, you know. But we still make contact through phone calls when she's allowed to contact me.
Mm.
So, but it's obviously not the way it used to be. I don't think it would ever be the way it used to be.
What do you want people to take away from this film? I took away an awful lot. It's complex. It's a very complex film.
Yeah.
It's full of emotion. I'm going to watch it again this afternoon ahead of the screening. I think there was so much I didn't take in because it just it felt quite overwhelming. It's so laden with emotion to watch the visceral pain that people experience. You know, your mum Celeste talks in one point about the joy of having you, and then there's silence. The camera sort of pans away and pans back to her, and she's broken. She's absolutely broken. Unless you've had a child taken from your bedside, no one can understand that level of grief. And you're back in her life now, but that doesn't take away from that moment where she wakes up from sleeping and her newborn's gone from the side of her bed. It's beyond comprehension of most people. So what do you want people to take away from Girl Taken?
What I want them to take away from when they watch the documentary, I definitely want them to see that, you know, everybody, specifically from Girl Taken and what had happened to us in the scenario, I want them to see that everybody got hurt within the story, you know, and that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and whatever difficult situation you're going through, where you can't seem to see yourself through that situation, you know, that there is hope, and that is basically what Girl Taken is about. It's about the hope, the restoration, about how important nature versus nurture is, and how the two topics battle each other within my case.
Yeah.
But definitely also to see how important it is to know the consequences of deception, and when you're about to lie to someone, or when you're about to destroy that person's life with lies, betrayal, and deception. This documentary clearly shows the impact of what deception can do to people's lives.
Yeah, I completely agree. You spoke about hope. You spoke, and for me, hope has a connection to joy or the potential of joy and happiness. Are you happy?
Yeah. I am happy. I'm clearly not sad.
And you are, I mean, I was absolutely delighted when a few months ago I saw on your Facebook that you are engaged to be married.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing. If anyone's read your book, they'll know that, you know, outside of the Zephany nurse stuff, there was stuff going on in your private life, in your intimate life, your relationship, that was really difficult. You seem to have found a good one.
He definitely is a good one.
Listen, I'm not going to pry into your private life, but other than just say congratulations, I am so looking forward to seeing you and meeting and seeing Mornay also, but meeting the rest of your family at the screening tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the very best. Absolutely. And I think you really are a symbol of hope for the country, really. And your story is one. Yes. And I know that you've always said that you want to now use your platform for good. And you seem to be doing just that.
Exactly.
What do you, at the moment, this is another question that I must just ask you before we go. In terms of names, I think names are hugely important, and I've kind of claimed back a name from my past and the importance of that. How do you identify these days? What do you want people to call you?
I identify as listening.
Should I
identify by that name?
And you want, and your parents call you Zephany?
They do. A lot of people actually do, but a lot of people actually still call me Niche.
Okay.
And I think it's just because they're so used to that, you know.
Well, then, for the purposes of today's interview, I introduced you as Miche, and I will bid you farewell as Zephany. Zephany Nurse, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll speak to you later at the screening of Girl Taken, the documentary made about the extraordinary life, the disappearance of the reunion of Zephany Nurse, stolen as a 3-day-old baby from her mother's bedside at Rutte Skuur Hospital.